We are at the Rip Fest with the band Born From Pain. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, and you? How hot it is for you today?
Oh, it's extremely hot. I mean, we had a 10-hour van drive.
Oh, yeah?
From the Plitt Festival yesterday in Germany, and the van fortunately had air conditioning, but the room here is crazy. It's like a sauna. I wonder if we're going to survive later, actually. So we'll see how that is. It's really hot. Yeah.
Did you check the previous band?
Oh, Risk It?
Yeah, Risk It and the other one.
Yeah, well, we just arrived just before Risk It, so not too long ago. And yeah, I love Risk It. Risk It is one of my favorite European bands. They're good friends of ours, but I was really good live, love their record. So yeah, we played many times with them, so luckily they also play today, so... Yeah.
A special set for tonight, because you play something like 50 minutes?
Not so much a special set, but I think we'll just do what we've been doing the last couple of months. But it's a good mix between old stuff, new stuff, and it's actually a good mix. It has something from, I think, every record. So, and there's definitely some songs there that people that, you know the earlier stuff will really like. And people that know the more recent stuff, and you know, is enough in there, yeah, I think so.
And what are your plans for the next week or next month? I heard that maybe a new album or an EP at the end of the year.
Yeah, we're writing now, and we're probably gonna, as it looks now, we're gonna record after summer, and recording a video straight after summer, and then end of the year, beginning of the year, the new year, but. Probably, I don't know. Like depends on a couple of things. But we're in the middle of the process, and it's we need something out. It's been about, if it comes out at the end of the year, I think it might have been 2 or 3 years that we put the last album out. So yeah, we're busy working that. We've been busy playing a lot, and had some stuff going on in our personal life. So we couldn't really concentrate on writing too much, but we've been doing that the last couple of months, and it's going well. So yeah, expect a new record.
And have you got a new orientation? Or I mean, every musician evolve, of course, but this new record that you are writing right now, is there something new, or is it always the same Born From Pain?
No, I don't think it's always the same Born From Pain. It hasn't been on the records. I mean, if you listen to our first albums and listen to the last ones, I mean, I think you hear that we've evolved a lot like musicians, so I think, and as a band, I mean, it has something to do with us getting older, having more influence, maybe different influences, and I don't think any band puts out the same album every time, you know, and it would be uninteresting to the people, but also to yourself. So, and also, I mean, we've got a new guitarist. So, and he's got a lot of ideas, and he comes from a little bit of a different background than we do. Also from hardcore metal, but he's a younger guy, so he's still full of, you know, ideas that we, you know, like that, maybe stuff that we, I don't know, how should I put it? Maybe stuff that that we are not influenced by that much, so, or maybe not anymore, I don't know. But it brings a fresh touch to the band, so yeah, I mean... I like what's been coming out of that, so yeah, should be interesting.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, but it's, I mean, obviously has Born the Pump from Pain ingredients, has groove, it's heavy, it's metallic hardcore, you know, but like it's not going to be the same as any album, you know. Sometimes people go like, oh, is it going to sound like the old stuff, or is it more going to be like the newer stuff? We never write an album or start writing an album and say to ourselves, okay, it's got to sound like this album, you know. We just write and whatever comes out. If it sounds like older stuff, well, then it does. And if it sounds like newer stuff, then it sounds like that. But it's definitely heavy, and there's a lot of. It might actually be a little bit faster than the last record, but that's the tendency going in now. But like, expect a Born From Pain record, definitely. Not something completely different.
Of course, it comes from the heart or from the guts?
Yeah, for both, I guess, yeah. It wouldn't be good if it didn't.
how important is the response of the audience during a show? I mean, there is all the hardcore choreography, if you can say so, the mosh and stuff like that. Is it something that gives you more and more energy, or?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think the energy of a show is always very important. I mean, we're foremost a heavy hardcore band, and in hardcore, it's always, for the audience as well as the band, it has always been a scene where energy and it's a big thing of the, it's a big part of the show. I mean, you hardly see any hardcore shows where bands don't move or the crowd doesn't move, you know. And I think that's because it's an outlet for both, an outlet emotionally and maybe for a lot of other stuff, frustrations from the crowd, but also the band. So, and I mean, for myself, I mean, playing the songs that we play, I mean, that just gives me a kick. So I just go off, and when I see people feeling the same about the songs that we write, I mean, that just gives me an extra push, and it just makes it, you know, pushes me to get even more energetic. So yeah, that's always a very important thing. If no one moves, that is like, I mean, it still gives me energy, but I mean, playing the music, but obviously it's nicer if, you know, the whole room gets what you're doing and gets into it, you know.
A mutual exchange of energy.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I think that's important for everybody. I think people would not like it either if the band's just standing there like, you know, a couple of stone statues, you know. I don't think that really fits the music either, you know. It's sometimes fast, heavy music, groovy music, you know, with breakdowns, what have you not, you know. And I don't think it's really the music to just, you know, be completely neutral to movement-wise, you know. So I think it goes hand in hand.
You are the chosen one, and you've got a mission. For this mission, you need a companion. I will give you 5 companions, and you can pick one from these 5.
Okay.
And you've got to choose between Gollum,
yes,
Jar Jar Binks,
yeah,
Jiminy Cricket,
yeah,
a minion, or the White Rabbit. Which one would you choose for your mission?
That is hard. The White Rabbit is misleading, so I'm not going to pick him. Gollum, although he had problems, a little bit of a backstabber. But he wants to really complete his mission, so he's very convinced of his cause. So that would be good, but I would afraid he would stab me in the back during the mission, so maybe not. You know what? I can't do Jar Jar Binks. He ruined Star Wars for me, so I can't do him. Jimmy the Cricket? I think I picked a minion.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the minion's always, you know, like... In Despicable Me,
yeah,
they also went on a mission at the end,
yeah,
you know, they also succeeded by being victorious over evil, so and besides that, I really like them, so that's gonna be my, the minion's gonna be my companion.
Okay.
I think I would have a good time completing the mission with him.
Okay. A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
Thank you for listening, and thank you for everybody for supporting Bone for Pain throughout the years. We'll be back after the album. We're now doing festivals, then writing the album, then doing a couple of tours. But we'll be back. We'll be back next year, and I hope you know, pick up the album, come to the shows, have a talk with us, hang out. Maybe I'll buy you a beer. Goodbye, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.